This is Quinty's 91X. 91X News.
It's 7 degrees and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Mowinney. This Christmas season can be a very stressful time for some. This Christmas Sharing Program and the Belleville Firefighters Toy Drive have been working together for nearly 50 years to assist families in need around Christmas. Pam Smith is the coordinator of the program. She says working with the Toy Drive chair, Ryan Turcotte, has been going well. Smith says the two programs helped to cut down on stress for families that struggle this time of year.
For those families that are under stress at Christmas time, worried about how they're going to provide for their family, whether it's food or toys, they know by coming to our program that we can assist them with that, and that's one less worry at a very stressful time of the year.
For those wishing to sign up with the Christmas Sharing Program and Toy Drive, can meet with Smith and her team by calling 613-969-1020. QNET News reporter will be updating the story. A fundraising campaign to sponsor a refugee family has been launched through local churches in the Quinte region. Selena Steele Klo has the story.
Local churches in the Quinte West region are raising money to sponsor a refugee family. The pastor at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Luke Vanderkamp, started his research on refugees 2.5 months ago. It was through that research that he realized how important this cause to sponsor a family was to him.
This is why this particular effort that we're doing here with the churches is actually not just focusing on Syrian refugees, but refugees in general that have experienced persecution because of their faith.
David Mundy, a reverend at Bridge Street United Church, is sponsoring a different refugee family alongside two other churches, St. Matthew's and East Minster United Church. This family is from Syria, but will be flying out from Lebanon on December 6th. He says that he has been overwhelmed by the positive response with the community about sponsoring this family.
So it's just everywhere we turn, there are people who want to be supportive. And I'm really confident when they get here, that's what they're going to encounter with people.
As of right now, some of these churches have raised up to $6,000 for these families. They are hoping to reach their goal of $40,000 by the end of this year. Selena Steele Klo, QNET News, Belleville.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is working toward making the Syrian refugee effort something more than just humanitarian work. Canada is known for its diverse and multicultural society, and bringing in 25,000 refugees will only produce economic and social benefits. After Trudeau's visit with the Queen at the Canada House, he outlined how important it is to be a country that promotes diversity.
Our commitment to diversity isn't about Canadians being nice and polite, although of course we are. In fact, this commitment is a powerful and ambitious approach to making Canada and the world a better and safer place.
Trudeau says that Canada has succeeded culturally, politically, and economically because of our diversity, not in spite of it. Passengers were shocked when they were exposed to an ad campaign involving Nazi imagery in a New York subway system. The ads were supposed to promote an Amazon video series called The Man in the High Castle and were posted on subway cars that shuttle between Times Square and Grand Central Terminal. The ad showed graphic scenes of the aftermath from World War II and as if the antagonists were to win. The agency called the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, approved the ads earlier this month, and even defended them. They said the campaign met its guidelines but were later removed because of the negative attention. Public officials weren't as enthused as the transportation agency, though, as many of them condemned the company for being irresponsible and offensive. On Wednesday, Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered them to be removed. Recent estimates show the Belleville Downtown Revitalization Project will go $10 million over budget. Reporter Dylan O'Hagan has the story.
Build Belleville was originally estimated to cost $21 million. With Phase 1 complete, over half has already been spent, and the budget has ballooned to $31 million. One reason is fewer contractors than expected are bidding on the project, driving prices up. Build Belleville Project Coordinator Alicia Purchase explains.
We've issued two tenders now for this project, and both times we received very minimal bids, so there's not a lot of competition that we're seeing.
Councillor Mike Graham says there's many reasons why the improvements to downtown will cost more than planned.
Labor rates, unable to get contractors, and just a reminder, this was quoted in 2010. We're 2016 now. That's another reason why it's high.
Purchase added construction costs have increased since 2010, but updating figures every year isn't typical for capital projects. Councillor Jack Miller insisted the job has to get done, however, even with the hefty price tag.
This is not the type of work that's wants, this is needs, and we can't say that we'll do it at this number. We won't know until it even goes out to tender for phase two.
Dylan O'Hagan, QNET News, Belleville.
After the release of 21 in January of 2011, Adele seemed to disappear from the music world. 4 years later, she announced her return with a personal letter to her fans on Twitter. Her new album, 25, is at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and its first single, Hello, is at the top of the Billboard's radio play, digital, and streaming charts. She has also broken the record for most albums sold in the U.S. within 1 week, although it only took her 4 days, not a full week, to break this NSYNC record. The inspiring singer has taken North America by storm as she's touring the USA with promotion of her new album. She's already made appearances on Saturday Night Live, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and others. Even fans have taken to posting covers and parodies that have been featured on Ellen DeGeneres. That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
No need to watch award shows this year to get your fix of stars. Just visit Mark's No Frills, where the all-new Guiding Stars program makes eating healthier a breeze. No more frustration due to small print nutritional facts to find out what's good and what's not. Simply look for the stars on the package. For more information on the Guiding Stars program, visit guidingstars.ca. Be sure to ask about PC points as well. Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. And remember, as Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon, I'm Nick Ogden with QNET Sports. The Lancers women's volleyball team is gearing up for their upcoming games this season. The team has a lot of exhibition to start the season, but are prepared for more competitive games this winter. The coaches will take note of their weaknesses and work with the teammates to improve them. The volleyball coach, Dominique Dawes, says she thinks they are off to a good start.
It's been really good. I mean, these girls are such a good group of girls. They're so fun to be around and be with. We had a lot of exhibition to start our season, which was kind of against weaker teams, but allowed them to bond. And since then, our season kind of throughout the semester has played out kind of nicely. It's kind of been a build and an up and down atmosphere where it's been balanced in terms of our opponents. Happy going into Christmas and for these last two games tonight and this weekend. I'm happy with where the girls are at and kind of seeing forward that we've got lots to improve on. We haven't peaked yet, and we've got lots of room.
St. Louis Rams receiver Stedman Bailey is in the hospital after being shot. Reporter Gio Benitez says Bailey, who is serving a suspension, was shot in Florida.
Stedman Bailey is in critical but stable condition after being shot in the head in his car in Miami Gardens, Florida. This comes at a bad time for the Rams. 2 weeks ago, two of their players, including Bailey, suspended for violating the NFL's substance abuse rules.
Bailey, who turned 25 on November 11th, was a third-round pick in the 2013 draft out of West Virginia. Axel Lund Svindal from Norway was first, and Canada's Eric Gouy finished third in Wednesday's training run for the season-opening World Cup downhill in Lake Louise. Svindal's time was 1 minute, 49 seconds, and 51 milliseconds. His countryman, Kjetil Jansrud, was second in 1 minute, 50 seconds, and 23 milliseconds ahead of Gouy of Mont Tremblant in Quebec at 1:51.14. The first downhill of the season is Saturday at the ski resort west of Calgary, followed by Sunday's Super G. Jansrud is the defending champion in Lake Louise, having swept both races last year. More training runs are scheduled for Thursday and Friday. The announcement for the Grey Cup's annual finalists for CFL Coach of the Year Award were made today. They took questions from the media at the annual Head Coaches News Conference. The same questions asked every year were present at the conference, as Rick Campbell of the Ottawa Redblacks was asked, should players have sex before the game? He answered with advice rather than policy, saying it's his job to put the teammates in the best position, whether it's on or off the field, in order to find success.
The odds aren't good, and no one gave you much of a chance, but if you pay attention to detail and you execute and you do it with zest and enthusiasm, anything can happen.
Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for weather, back to Isaiah.
The forecast for Belleville, tonight, partly cloudy, wind south 20 kilometers an hour, low of plus 3. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, wind southwest at 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40, and a high of plus 9. Thursday night, cloudy and a low of 9. At 4:09, it's 7 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Isaiah Mawinney with QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5.